Synopsis. The high pressure that brought our gorgeous Labor Day weekend was located off the Gulf of Maine late on Monday. This high will continue to move east, weaken and gradually lose its influence on our weather. The cold front and a prefrontal trough will approach the region from southern Canada on Tuesday. Another Canadian high pressure will move in behind these during the middle of the work week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the eastern Mohawk Valley. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly during the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind 10 miles per hour becoming west early in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows in the mid 50s. Chance of rain 30%. Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 70s. And now the extended forecast for the radio listening area. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday, mostly clear. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s and highs in the mid 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s and highs in the lower 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s and highs near 70. Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows near 50 and highs near 70. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, WXM 45, serving the communities around central New York. And now the hourly information for the Greater Northeast. Here is the 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time observation for the Western Mohawk Valley. At Utica, it was mostly cloudy. Visibility 10 miles. Temperature was 68 degrees, dew point 57. Wind was southeast, at 8 miles an hour. And the pressure was 29.92 inches. Around central New York, throughout the region, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 71 at Watertown, 70 at Fort Drum, 60 at Saranac Lake, 69 at Fulton, and 72 at Syracuse. Looking around the northeast, it was clear, with a temperature of 69 at Burlington, 69 at Albany, and 63 at Springfield, Massachusetts. Under clear skies, Boston reported 63, Poughkeepsie reported 65, and Rochester reported 64. At Buffalo, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 66. Again, the 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time hourly information for the Western Mohawk Valley. It was mostly cloudy, and the temperatures were 68 degrees. The high of 80 degrees or higher. August 2001 saw 30 days where the high temperature reached 80 degrees or higher at Albany International Airport. This is the first time there has officially been 30 days of 80 or higher in any month in the Albany record books. The old record for the number of 80 degree days or higher during any month was 29 days, set in July, during the years of 1931, 44 and 52. Before August 2001, the most 80 degree or higher days in August was 28, last set in 1973.